We're very special guest in the studio this morning. Peter Corey, no less. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Stephen.
Good morning. Merry Christmas. Can we start saying that already?
I think we should. I've been listening to Christmas music for about 5 months, so I'm, I could
say the 11th of December it is today. My goodness. Music Box concerts start next week.
Yeah, next Thursday, Friday and Saturday at the Waterfront.
What are you going to be singing?
Oh, gosh, where do I start? There's a host of all different styles of Christmas music. It's not just me. There's a cast of about 200. I sort of host the thing, and it's now in its sixth year. And, Stephen, I've just been delighted with the reaction the audience give it when they come and see the show. It's a lovely variety Christmas show. We've special guests this year, Andrea Begley and Ian McElhenney, but There's a depth of talent right through it, from our young ballet dancers right through.
Is Christmas a special time for you?
Absolutely. I think the show makes it for me as well. But certainly I love Christmas music, and I love the lead up to Christmas and the excitement of it.
I love asking people this. We were doing a quiz show yesterday and we were doing this. Can you remember your favourite toy
you got
as a child?
Steve Austin, Bionic Man.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Why?
I just loved them. It was just because I'd seen them on TV, and then this arrived. And
can you remember opening it?
Oh, yeah, yeah. And remember, and I had an action man up until then, and then Steve Austin came along, and they were blew out of the water. Beard or no beard.
See, I got a, and most people won't have had one, I don't think, because they weren't that common. I got a Kojak.
Car?
No, walkie-talkie. And it was a wee walkie-talkie, so I used to run around talking to myself, and I then invented a little mystery character, and I would talk to him on this as a kid. I absolutely loved it.
Yeah.
Anyway, you're going to be trying to set a new world record for the longest note at each successive show.
Yeah, apparently the longest note held in a song. We were in rehearsals, and we wanted a big finish at the end of Act One, and we came up with a song called Bound for Bethlehem, which is great, big tribal drums in it and all of that. And I was holding a note at the end, and my musical director said, I think you can hold it a bit longer. And I said, yeah, OK, I'll give it a go. And then we rehearsed it, and I said, I think I can hold it a bit longer still. So we ended up holding it, and he said, I think that might well be a record. So we checked it, and as we can see, the record is 30 seconds, and I'm going to try and beat that in all four shows at the Waterfront.
So can I hear this?
Oh, my God, at this time of the morning? At this time in the morning, Steve, I knew you would ask this. Yes, all right. 10:25 in the morning, I'll try and sing it. It might not sound pretty.
Okay.
But I'll try and hold a note.
This is an attempt to hold a note for 30 seconds. All right, Mr. Peter, here we go.
As I say, I knew you were going to ask this, so.
Yes.
The biggest show in the country.
What did he do? Gareth, what did he do? We make it 29 seconds.
Oh, give me that go.
Well done.
Well,
I'm so glad that you held the tree.
Yes, I know. I had to think about that.
Did you think about that? Country's not the type of word that you want to do.
So that's 10:30 in the morning. Give me a break.
You have an album coming out as well?
Yeah, it came out this week, yeah. Here Stands a Man. Yeah, it's a new album, so I'm delighted with it.
And I'm glad everything's going so well for you.
Yeah. Me too.
You're one of us in Northern Ireland.
Oh, thank you.
And continued success.
Thank you.
Sir, are you going to sing a wee song for us?
I will give you a blast.
Because what have we got? 2 minutes. And thank you, Peter, for coming in this morning.
Not at all.
And all the best with the Waterfront gig.
Thank you. Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light. Next year all our troubles will be out of sight. Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Keep the Yuletide gay. From now on our troubles will be miles away. Here we are as in olden days, happy golden days of yore. faithful friends who are dear to us, they'll be near to us once more. Someday soon we all will be together, if the fates allow. Until then, we'll have to muddle through somehow. So have yourself a merry little Christmas now.
That was absolutely beautiful, and I mean that. Beautiful. Yeah. Peter, thank you so much. You've actually made my day singing that.
Thanks, Dean.
I don't want to be too gushing, but it's beautiful. Thank you.